Hello, Australia. You're tuned in to the Financial Services Online Daily News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratore, bringing you the hottest industry news. Over in the United States, recent impressive performance of the equity market, characterized by an annual return of around 14 to 15% over a decade, rings alarm bells about overvaluation. These concerns emerge as the U.S. market now accounts for a substantial 65% of the MSCI All Country World Index. Eric Maras from Orbis warns that investors should exercise caution as less sustainable factors like margin expansions are significantly contributing to this growth. With the focus on mega-cap tech stocks like Apple, which are exhibiting high PE ratios, the future of AI-driven tech seems uncertain despite the growing interest. Maras advises avoiding overvalued sectors and encourages investing in diversity. Shifting closer to home now, a proposed super tax on unrealized capital gains has caused quite the stir in Australia's finance sector. Strong voices from the industry, including Jeff Wilson, Carl Morris, and Andrew Pridham, have criticized the proposal, deeming it impractical, especially when it comes to illiquid assets. It's suggested that this hefty tax could result in up to $100 billion in economic losses. Opposition warn of potential behavioral shifts and unintended short-term investment strategies. Whilst the Parliamentary Budget Office estimates an influx of annual revenue amounting to $7 billion within a decade, critics remain skeptical. Meanwhile, ASFA defends the intentions behind the policy while suggesting tweaks to optimize equity. Now, on to brighter horizons. Traditional non-bank lender, La Trobe Financial, is gearing up for ambitious growth. They've appointed Himanshu Yadav, a strategic analytics expert with vast experience, to aid them in achieving their target of $30 billion under management. Yadav, who joined back in October 2023, has a track record with giants such as Bain & Company, Woolworths Group, and Brookfield Asset Management. Yadav looks forward to contributing, aiming to blend strategy with actionable insights to launch La Trobe's strategic initiatives. Finally, a notable case unfolded recently with the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, standing firm behind insurer NIB Travel Services. AFCA supported the insurer's decision to deny a claim from a woman who sought compensation for travel costs after her ex-husband's passing. The incident underscores the crucial importance of comprehending the definitions and limitations in an insurance policy, especially in instances of non-traditional family structures. And with that, we wrap up Thursday, May 1st's Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratore with Financial Services Online, your trusted source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Make sure to check us out at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, stay informed and stay safe.